You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Labor has announced its Healthy Home Bill, promising tougher standards for rental properties, and will begin an 18-month consultation process with interested groups to create minimum standards. National has criticised the bill, saying that most of the aspects of the legislation are already in effect, and Labor is wasting Parliament's time. I spoke with National's housing spokesperson, Michael Woodhouse, about the bill, and began by asking him what his main problems with it were.
Look, it's really important that everybody lives in warm, dry, healthy homes. And we would support any legislation that improved the lot of those people who do live in cold, damp homes. This doesn't do that. It doesn't do anything in actual fact. Every provision that is in the Healthy Homes Guarantee Bill is already provided for in existing legislation. And it's just a waste of the House's time.
So Labor's saying that it'll enforce kind of stricter penalties for landlords who don't comply. Is that not in the current legislation?
Well, in fact, when the bill was introduced, it had a lower penalty than that which was already provided for non-compliance. So they had a $3,000 fine for non-compliance with this bill. There was already a $4,000 fine in place. So that's now been changed to line up with existing legislation. But it's just another example of how this doesn't do anything that's not already available.
Yeah, and what specifically did the last government do to make landlords more accountable for poor quality houses?
Well, we improved the standards. We amended the Residential Tenancies Act to provide a regulation for compulsory smoke alarms and insulation according to the standards that prevailed at the time the house was built. So if you've got no insulation now, you have to meet the current standard. But if you have insulation bats and so on in the ceilings and floors that met the previous standards, either 2001 or 1978, we said, look, that's okay. Most of the thermal properties that are available under best practice are available with that insulation. Labor opposed that and said they would increase the insulation standard, but they haven't yet told Parliament whether or not they intend to do that with this bill. Despite my pleadings when the bill was being debated, for them to be honest with landlords about whether or not they're going to require landlords to rip out perfectly good insulation and replace it at a significant cost, they wouldn't answer that question. And my guess is that for all the hyperbole they had last year, they don't intend to do that because they know it would be prohibitively expensive and only marginally beneficial.
So if most of the things in this bill are already in legislation, how will their bill push rents up?
Well, it won't if they don't change the standards. As far as we can tell, all they're asking landlords to do is put into the leasehold agreement a guarantee that they comply with the regulations for housing. Well, that's not going to improve the lot of anybody. If those houses are non-compliant now, they are in breach of the law. So a certification process isn't going to make children better off in warmer, drier homes. Actually enforcing the existing regulations is, and that's what we've been doing, what we did up until the election, by prosecuting landlords who were non-compliant.
And they've said they'll run a consultation process over the next 18 months with tenants, landlords and others to create minimum standards. Do these minimum standards not already exist?
Again? Well, they do. And indeed, a good government would behove it to make those consultations before the bill was introduced. So what they're asking Parliament to do is pass a bill and then go and consult what would be in the regulation. It's completely the wrong way round. Now, I can understand that when it's a member's bill in an opposition party's name, but that's not what this is now. It's a government bill. It requires the scrutiny of Parliament. It requires better regulatory impact analysis, and there is none. So it was impossible for officials to say what the impact of this bill would be when it was passed, because they don't know either. And starting the consultation after the law is passed is completely the wrong way around.
So you feel that enforcing existing legislation rather than introducing this new bill would be their time would be better spent doing that?
Yeah, absolutely it would. And even if they did feel that the regulations needed beefing up, they didn't need virtue signalling legislation called Healthy Homes Guarantees. They already had that power under the Residential Tenancies Act if they didn't think the regulations that applied were strong enough. So it really is a bit of a waste of the House's time. As I say, the National Party, the opposition, would like to support good legislation that will improve the quality of our housing stock. This doesn't do that.
So your main criticism of the bill seems to be that it basically is just a waste of time. But surely you support the things in it.
Well, the main criticism is we don't know what it does. We think it does nothing. We can't rule out the possibility that it's a stalking horse for a significant increase in costs on landlords by having to upgrade their insulation and ventilation, but we can't tell. If that's the case, the government should be honest with those landlords and the tenants whose rents would go up. They should also say so because they are the largest landlord in the country. And indeed, the insulation standards that would apply to private landlords should also apply to Housing New Zealand. We simply don't know what this bill will do, and the government isn't telling us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.